Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a Freedom and Empowerment Life Coach, a Divine Infinity Healing Practitioner, an Innate Releasing Technique Practitioner, an Akashic Records Technique Practitioner, a Conscious Channel, Spiritual Energy Healer, Speaker, and Author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many, many, many years of questioning and seeking the truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. So now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes this session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And you can learn more about me by visiting my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And just feel free to look around there. There's lots and lots of information. And you may just find what you're looking for. Okay, let me post this on Facebook. Okay. And I'm not sure where they're going to take us today. So where I've been going in my own life for the last week or so is lucid dreaming, which I find to be very interesting. I can remember a time when I was a little kid, and actually in my 20s and 30s, I can remember doing this too, when I would dream about flying. You know, you have those dreams where you have the ability to fly. And I loved those dreams because I would just fly around and experience whatever it is I was supposed to be experiencing and just enjoy it. And so this reawakening, reacquainting myself with lucid dreaming is... It's been an interesting experience so far. I haven't experienced flying in any of the dreams, but I have. I found it incredibly interesting to, you know, be asleep and to know that you're dreaming, and then you are actually having an impact on your own dreams. you know, instead of your dreams just happening, you are having input into what is happening in your dreams. And that's the whole thing about lucid dreaming, is that you know that you're dreaming. And so I was reading some stuff on the website on the internet about lucid dreaming. And they were saying, okay, if you see a book in your dream, you know, look away from the book and then look back at the book, and the book will change. Whereas in real life, you know, when you look at a book, it stays the same. And I had a dream the other day where I saw a book. And so I looked at the book, and it was weird because I had, in the dream, gone through and traced the letters on the title of the book. So they were surrounded by white on this darker cover. And when I went back and looked at the book, I realized that it was backwards. The cover that I had traced was backwards. And so I turned the book over, and suddenly it was right. And, you know, in real life, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, it was one of those making me aware that I was actually dreaming, if this was a lucid dream. Now, I can't tell you what happens in these lucid dreams. My dreams are never just one thing. My dreams go from one thing to another thing to another thing to another thing. And so it's like impossible for me to actually convey what's in the dream, because there's so much and there's so many details. And, you know, I can tell you one little scene, but that's just one little scene, and there's just so much to it, and just that one little scene. So I haven't been writing them down, even though I tell people to write down your dreams. I'm really, really not good at doing that myself. So if you're not good at doing that, I understand. I do find that it's very empowering, actually, to do the lucid dreaming. Because, again, it's about coming into recognition that you are the one who is creating what you are creating. Instead of having someone else in charge of your life, of your dreams, it's you being aware of who you are and what you're creating in your own life. And that's part of this whole evolution thing that we are all going through. It is the recognition of ourselves and our powers and our abilities, instead of always waiting for God or someone to come along and help you. It's remembering who you are, remembering the power that you have, remembering the difference that you make. And it's kind of weird, you know, when they're talking about you. Especially, you know, when you come from an upbringing like mine, where you are always looking at everybody else and what they're doing and all of that. And now it's more looking at myself, looking deeper into my own thoughts, my own feelings, my own actions. And it's kind of interesting to examine yourself, because you'll find that you're more than you realize that you are. And I'm also beginning to see more of the connection with others. The way that I can think about something and decide, okay, this is what I want, and then have it happen and have somebody else come along and do their part in making what I'm thinking about possible for me. And it's not a matter of control or manipulation. I'm not, you know, asking these people to, you know, suddenly show up and do what I said or anything like that. It's really about recognizing that connection, that web, if you want to call it that, that connects us all. And allowing the things that you desire to flow into your own life. One of the interesting things about reaching this point in my own life is that I've had to change. I had to change. Okay, they want me to say that several times so that you can hear it. I had to change. And I have changed so much in the last 16, 17 years I've been doing this. Good Lord. I've changed so much. And at first, I fought the change. I didn't want to have to change. I wanted my life to change, but I didn't want to have to change me. And a lot of people are that way. They will tell you, okay, I want this, 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 and this in my life. Okay, well, what are you willing to do to bring this about? Well, as long as I don't have to change, I'm willing to do anything. So if you're saying you don't want to change, you're just saying that you're not willing to do anything, because change is always a part of it. Change is a necessary part. If you don't change, you can't expect anything to change. And it takes people a while to really get that. It's not a matter of you know, deciding, okay, I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to move to another city and start over. Well, as long as you are not making changes within yourself, because when I'm talking about change, I'm talking about changes to your beliefs, changes to who you are being. Those are the changes I'm talking about. People think that they have to make changes out in the external world. Well, yeah, you can make changes out in the external world, and that's fine. But if you don't make changes within yourself, then you're not really making any changes. And some people see that over and over in their lives. They say, okay, I'm in a relationship, and this relationship is not working in whatever way I want it to be, so I'm going to change, and they end that relationship and start another relationship. And they find that that new relationship goes along the same lines as that old relationship. Because even though they've changed who they're in a relationship with, they have not changed their own beliefs. And it is the changes you make within yourself that you see in your life. So if you don't make any changes within you, then you're just recreating what you had before with somebody else. It may be a little bit different because you're dealing with a different person. But overall, you are the same as you were, and you are still attracting what you were attracting into your life. You are still experiencing what you were choosing to experience in your life. It's not about changing the things in the world. It's about changing you, your beliefs, who you are being. So if you want to have big changes in your life, then you need to look within you and make big changes. And you can start out with very small changes. I'm not saying you have to do anything huge to start off with, although you can. It's totally up to you. So there's been a lot of changes within me. And I found that there were things that I refused to change because of people who were in my life. Like before my mother died, I was changing, but there were some things that I would not change. because they were tied in with my mother's beliefs and what she had taught me and, you know, who I was supposed to be in her eyes. And now that she's been gone for, okay, I don't remember how many years. I would say 4 or 5, could be. Yeah. I don't have that excuse anymore. And so I'm more willing to make changes in my own beliefs because there's no reason why I shouldn't. And it has brought some pretty big changes into my life. And most of these changes have turned out to be great. You know, at the time that I was making them, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I can't let this go. I don't know who I'm going to be. And I went through times when I really didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I was anymore because I was letting go of who I had been. But I didn't know who I was becoming. I knew it, but I didn't know it. You know, it's like you know some experience is going to be wonderful, but you haven't actually experienced it yet, so you really don't know what it's going to feel like. And it was that way with the things that I was dealing with in my own life. And it's still that way. I went through a period of probably about a month ago where I didn't recognize me. And it wasn't a negative kind of thing. It was just a knowing that I didn't know. And there was a time in my life where I would have been really upset about that because I thought I had to know. I'm supposed to know. You know, this is what I'm here for. And instead, I accepted that I didn't know. And I was okay with not knowing. And I just paid attention to what was coming up, what I was feeling, and all of that sort of stuff. And I let go of anything that I felt I really didn't need or want in my life anymore. And now I've reached a point where I'm kind of comfortable with me, even though I still don't know, but I'm okay with not knowing, and I'm still evolving, I'm still changing, I'm still releasing, letting go. And if you listen to these shows, you know that every single time they always tell everybody, let go, let go, let go, let go. And that's part of changing, because you can't hang on and expect things to be different. And you've probably heard callers who were talking about, you know, an issue in their life. And you may have heard them talking about that issue over and over and over. And every time they're getting the message to let it go. And they're saying, okay, I want to let it go. But, and when they put that but in there, they're pretty much saying, okay, everything else I've already said is gone. And this is the actual truth. Because it is the stuff that we put after the but that is what we truly believe. And if you want to change, you've got to let go of all of the stuff after the but. Because that's what's keeping you stuck. You're only stuck as long as you don't change. But once you start to change, you're no longer stuck. And that's kind of a difficult thing for us to really sink our teeth into, to really begin to understand. But it is one of the truths of life. So we are being shown all of these different ways of evolving. And evolving means changing. And we're being shown all of these amazing ways of changing, of opening up more to what we actually don't know. And most people are closed off to what they don't know because they don't know it. and they don't want to know it. And it's new and it's different, and it means that they're going to have to change, and they don't want to have to change, so they don't want to know it. And they want it to just keep as far away from them as it possibly can. They want to fix the problems in their life, but they don't want to actually change. Well, in order for you to see the solution, you have to see things from a different perspective. And if you're not willing to change, how are you going to see anything from a different perspective? If you stay stuck in what you know and in what you've been experiencing and living for years, how can you change? Change really is the key to everything. Change is the key to creating a wonderful, amazing, magical life. Most people don't believe that that is possible. And so you have limits on what it is you're willing to allow, what it is you're willing to experience, who it is you're willing to be. So I'm talking about letting go of those limits. Letting go of that security blanket. It's made you feel safe for all of your life. But you haven't been happy in your safety, because safe does not mean happy. Safe means you are avoiding change. And if you really want to have a life that's amazing, a life that you love, a life where you get to experience the beauty of living, you have to be open to change. And remember, change doesn't have to be difficult. It doesn't have to be time-consuming. It doesn't have to be uncomfortable. When you're using those wonderful dear innate statements, which I absolutely love, it allows change to just flow. And it gives you the peace that comes with accepting your own decision to change. So don't make things harder on yourself than they need to be. And definitely let go of any belief that says, oh yes, the world can be a wonderful place for everybody except me. Because you don't need to exclude yourself from the possibilities and the potentials of life. You can truly let it go. And you can truly move forward in becoming who it is your heart is calling out for you to be. You do already know who you are. You do already know what is truly important to you. You do already have the answers. You have to open up and allow yourself to see them. Open up and accept that they are there. This is all about moving forward. And in order to move forward, you have to let go of the past. Means you have to change. And that's part of the wonder of life. That's part of the power within you. So just think about it and decide what it is that you really want to change in your life. And then go for it. And if you need some help, you can call me at 646-716-5045 on any Friday, and I'm here, and we will work on whatever it is that you are ready to transform in your own life. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 347. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. This is Keisha.
Hello, Keisha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, my God. I was listening to what you were saying, and I just called in because I'm doing my research on, like, change in beliefs and different things, like, just different things. I'm realizing, like, beliefs are really linked to emotions, like a fear or something like that. And mm-hmm. I think once people release the fear, they can release the judgment or the opinion, and a lot of stuff is just transferred from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reading about, well, I'm learning about these things called, like, loyalties and contracts. So say, for example, if I had the belief that I'm unworthy of money or something like that. Say I got the belief because my mother would always tell me no, but tell other people yes. So mm-hmm. say I adopted the belief, right, or I thought that's what she wanted. So sometimes there's, like, a loyalty to whoever you got the belief from to mimic their feelings or to do what they want, to be close to them, to be accepted by them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering about, like, with loyalties and I guess it's stuff called, like, you have contracts and cords and agreements and vows. Like, is all this stuff, like, the same thing or
they're all ways of connecting. They are decisions
right.
that
mm-hmm.
you made about connecting to people. Some of them are very firm and solid. Some of them are much more pliable. Some of them are barely hanging on. They're showing me visions of these different connections. When you make a vow, it's usually
uh-huh.
a much stronger connection. A loyalty is a little more flexible.
Okay.
You can cut any cord, any kind of cord. It doesn't matter how strong or how weak it is, because you're, especially if you're calling Archangel Michael, you know, he's got that beautiful blue
mm-hmm.
sword which cuts through anything. So even vows that you've made, they're no problem.
Or promises, right?
So
I thought I've read something about promises.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So say, for example, if I wanted to clear something, right? I'm like, to say, like, I kind of like just say everything in the same sentence. I don't know what it is. What did you say?
That doesn't really work.
Oh, it
doesn't. They're not going to clear everything because that's so much more than you realize. And it would be not for your highest good to have it all cleared at once.
I wonder why. I'm willing to, I don't know, because you know what I'm really realizing is that, say, people have roles in families, right? And
mm-hmm.
And to me, sometimes you're programmed into a role. And
mm-hmm.
the people who programmed you into that role, they want you to stay down and stay in that role.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that, hey, that's not who the real me. You know, I might have been dimming my light to be accepted by you guys, but I want to be the real me. And I don't believe, you guys don't even believe the stuff you taught me. You just wanted me to think that because you were trying to hold me down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like say, for example, I have aunts. And I had an aunt, and she used to put me down and put my other cousin down because she wanted a daughter, right? And she didn't have a daughter, and she was, like, jealous that that her sisters and brothers had daughters and she didn't have a daughter. And she
mm-hmm.
would always, like, talk about her. She would call me dirty. She would be like, when I have a daughter, my daughter's not going to be like that. Like, she would do different things like that. And I don't know, she told her daughter, when she did have a daughter, her other kids, she taught them to treat me or look at me a certain way because that's what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, that's not, I'm not what she put on me or like, it's okay for me to shine and be myself and I can have things and I could be beautiful too. It's not just for her daughter. You get what I'm saying? Like, so mm-hmm. I was like, well, do I have a loyalty to her? Like, I don't want to have any loyalties to her. I don't want to have any, or to her beliefs or her emotions, or I don't want to feel like, because I know when you're empath too, you can feel like, oh, you don't want to do something to hurt somebody else. Or you could also have a fear of rejection. Like, if I'm myself, they're going to reject me. They're not going to like me. But I just want to let all of that go. But I want to make sure I don't have any, I don't want to have any loyalties to these people's, the shit they try to put on me, for lack of a better word.
Okay. They're giving me a dear innate statement for that, so let's do that. So.
Okay. Okay.
Dear innate, I release the obligation.
Oh, obligation. I didn't think of that one. Dear innate, I release the obligation.
Of family roles. Dear innate, I release the obligation of loyalties and commitments.
Dear innate, I release the obligation of loyalty and commitment.
In my family. And in every other area of my life.
And in every other area of my life.
And take a deep breath. Okay, they're showing me cords unraveling, coming loose. How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels like something's going on. Okay, yeah, because that's what I'm trying to fix. So I don't think I realized that cords and all of this stuff is not the same thing. Because people be like, oh, you can have a cord of anger. So I just thought you could just cut cords. So, like, if I say, I kind of just put all of that in the same sentence. I might say, angels, or I intend to release, all cords between me and my family, all loyalties, all agreements, anything that's keeping me from being successful. I kind of say stuff like that. So you're saying don't do it like that, like do it individually?
You can do it like that, and they will cut the ones that it's safe for you to let go of. They will not cut them all because that would not be
why.
For your highest good. They're not going to do something that's not for your highest good. They are always going to do what's for your highest good.
But why is having courts to people, certain people, I don't understand. If you feel like, not that this happened to me, just say you had a child, there was a child molester, right? And
mm-hmm.
they was their uncle or their aunt. Shouldn't you want all
mm-hmm.
courts cut to that person?
It depends on whether or not you've learned the lesson that you were supposed to learn from having the relationship with that person. Everything has a purpose.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So say, for example, the situation with my aunt, I feel like I learned don't let anybody put you in a role, and you don't have to, play small or be loyal to people who stuff you don't agree with. And things that people were trying to put you down. It wasn't even for your benefit, them telling you these things.
So
it's not true.
To value yourself.
Yes, that's my
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. I realized that, say, with my mother – I'm basing, so say because she wasn't valuing me, I was taught to not value myself, but I want to value myself and I want to appreciate myself and I want to set good and know I'm worthy. And so I'm just trying to like build my self-value up.
So you could simply say, okay, we'll just do it. Dear Innate, I release the patterns of self-sabotage that I got from my mother.
Okay. Dear Innate, I release the pattern of self-sabotage that I got from my mother.
Dear Innate, I value myself.
Dear Innate, I value myself.
Dear Innate, I know that I have value.
Dear Innate, I know that I have value.
Dear Innate, I live my value.
Dear Innate, I live my value.
Dear Innate, I take back my power from my mother.
Dear Innate, I take back my power from my mother.
Dear Innate, I release all duties and obligations to my mother.
Dear Innate, I release all duties and obligations to my mother.
Dear Innate, it is safe for me to be free.
Dear Innate, it's safe for me to be free.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
It feels good. It feels really good. So Innate is like your subconscious or your consciousness?
The Innate is a part of you that connects you to your higher self, to your soul, to your Akashic records, to your consciousness, to your subconsciousness, to your body. It's kind of a connection thing. And so when you are saying these statements, the Innate is going every place where these beliefs were and clearing them out.
Okay. Okay, got it. Got it. Got it. Okay, yeah, I think I can ask, can I also do like, you know, like, because sometimes I know they say everything is your intention and then you have your angels that can help you. So if I said they're angels, I intend, or can you do this for me, they do it as well, right?
Yeah, you can let them know what your intentions are, or you can write your intentions down, and once you tell them, they remember what they are. If you want them to do something, you can simply ask them to take care of it.
Okay, okay. So I would say angels, I intend to release the belief, say that I tend to release the judgment or the pattern of I can't afford it. And can you help me stop thinking this and feeling this and believing this and release this pattern or programming out my mind or conditioning?
You can do it like that, or you can make it into a Dear Innate statement. You can say, Dear Innate,
oh,
and my team, which includes
oh,
the angels and whoever works with you, I release
uh-huh,
the pattern of not being able to afford.
All right, Dear Innate and my team, I release the pattern of not being able to afford it. Okay, okay. I think so someone was telling me about commanding energy. So also when you say this, so that's kind of like, I feel like the statement you just made, that's kind of like you're commanding or telling the energy what you want it to do.
Yeah, by working through your innate body, you are definitely making that command. That's why you can also make positive statements to the Dear Innate. You can say, Dear Innate, I am powerful. Dear Innate,
okay,
I am wonderful. Dear Innate, I am successful. Dear Innate, I always have solutions. Dear Innate, I always see opportunities. That's empowering yourself.
Right. Yeah, I realize I need to, like,
Because sometimes I'm like the motivator of, you know, somebody's down, I'm the person that picked them up. But I got to fill my own cup up, you
yeah.
know, and motivate and you know, affirm what I want as well. So, you know, I need to build my confidence like I'm, you know, just like you're lifting weights.
mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I realized the link with money and value and like self-value, and it was self-value and something else. Someone said something like self, oh gosh, I don't have it. It's something with self-value and your link with money. Something like, you know, if you have a self-value, like sometimes, I don't know if it says self-value equal net worth, something like that. It was a little thing. And then I started to like analyze it and realize that my main issue is valuing myself. And I know where I got it from, because I was around people who didn't want to deal with me and didn't value me, but it is called self-esteem. And I can't let what they showed me, because that's not what God created. You know, like just because someone was jealous of me, like I can't take their actions personal.
Yeah, and you also need to make sure that you are not actually basing your self-value
on their actions.
Money.
Yes.
No, on money.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
the amount of money you have does not determine how valuable you are.
Right, but I think that, say, in people's families, and in my family, if you were valued, if your happiness was valued, your wants, needs was valued, you were the person that got the money. If you weren't valued, then you were told no. That's kind of how this family was operated. All of, like, my grandmother did that,
yeah.
does that with everybody, and then each of her kids does that with all of their kids, too. Like, they have favorites, and some people get and some people don't, so there's a little bit of lack, but then there's the whole thing of only some people were valued, and some people happiness was valued, and some people they didn't care about. So that's kind of where it came from, which a lot of people have this concept.
Yeah.
But right, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't want that to be what's running your life, because then if you look at your bank statement and it shows that you have, you know, very little money in the bank, then you will personally think that you are not valued, are not valued.
Right, you're less than, right.
Right,
from your bank account.
Don't connect your value to money. It's not connected. Your value is always there, no matter what. It has nothing to do with money.
Yes, I agree with that. So, yes, I definitely want to build my self-value, self-appreciation, and make sure I definitely have a distinguishing thing between it.
Yes, you want to value yourself simply because you value yourself.
Right, and know that I do have value regardless of anything.
Yeah, but you do.
Yeah. But I'm just, you know what, I'm just like praying and, you know, asking for guidance and help. And, you know, I'm just open to communicating with my angels, hearing from them, and just changing.
That's wonderful. That's all you have to do. Be open and willing to change, and they will bring it to you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to definitely, what I'll do is I'll definitely use the, because I haven't been doing it, but what I'll do is I can use the Derenate to help program what I want in there, not only to release things, but to put stuff in
there. Exactly. Yeah. It does both.
Okay. Yeah, I was just like, I'm just reading about like karma and contracts and vows and judgment, and I'm like, wait, this is a lot of stuff to clear. like, what? All these different. I was like,
Well, wait a minute. Is it really all the same stuff just with a different name? And can I just do it in one swoop? Because I was like, I got to say a lot of stuff. Because, you know, like, I have different books and, you know, different people call it, could be the same thing, but they call it a different thing. And I was like, this seems like a lot. Now I was like, oh, now I got to deal with promises and vows. The list is getting longer and longer.
Well, like, you know, when I'm reading a book or reading something and whatever they're presenting sounds like it would really be beneficial for me to let it go, I take what they've said and I turn it into Dear Nate statements. And, you know, I just go down through the page and say all of the Dear Nate statements, and then I'm finished with that, you know?
Yeah. I just was like, boy, I got a long list of things I got to let go. Cords, karma, contracts, vows, beliefs, fears. So I was like, just putting in, it's a whole little thing. But I got what you're saying with the Dear Nate. And how you did it, you kind of like tied it in. But I'm definitely going to listen back to this and, you know, write it down, and then I can just add it to my repertoire.
Okay, wonderful.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you.
You are welcome. And thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have
Bye-bye.
A great day.
You
Bye.
Too. Okay, we are going to the caller from area code 952.
Yeah, hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Allie, and actually, like, I am trying for to settle in life. I mean, searching for job, but don't know, like, where I am wrong. It's not happening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, you need to release the whole idea that you're wrong, because as long as you are thinking that you are wrong, you keep creating wrong in your life. So they're saying dump the wrong. What is it that you really love to do, and is that what you are looking for?
Yeah, means whatever I love, that one only, like I studied and I completed the course. So, looking to search in that field, one offer came wherever I land, the teaching, like a teaching or opportunity kind of thing, mentoring opportunity. But first they told, like, you have been selected. Then again they told, like, we made some mistake and it happened like that, and the job is gone. And again, like, I'm searching, but, like, I'm not getting that direct interviews. I'm getting phone calls. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to do some of the Dear Nate statements to clear out your energy, because there's some old beliefs and things that are there that are getting in your way. And we need to get those out of your way, and then you'll be clearer for finding that perfect job with the perfect pay and the perfect place and actually being happy. Does that make sense?
Yes. What is that belief, sir? I didn't understand.
Well, there's a number of beliefs that are there. And when we do the Dear Nate statements, like I did with the last caller, I'll say them and you will repeat them. It will be releasing those beliefs. So you don't need to know what the beliefs are ahead of time, because we're just going to be letting them go anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you just repeat what I say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Dear Nate, I release the fear.
I didn't understand that name you said, Dear.
Dear Nate, INNATE.
Dear Nate?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release being wrong.
Dear innate, I release being wrong.
Dear innate, I release my life not working.
Dear innate, I release my life not working.
Dear innate, I release obstacles.
Dear innate, I release obstacles.
Dear innate, I accept a wonderful job.
Dear innate, I accept a wonderful job.
Dear innate, I deserve to do what I love.
Dear innate, I deserve to do what I love.
Dear innate, I open to success.
Dear innate, I open to success.
Dear innate, I allow myself to shine.
Dear innate, I allow myself to shine.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am moving forward in my life.
Dear innate, I am being seen.
Dear innate, I am being
seen.
Hmm?
Dear innate, I am being heard.
Dear innate, I am being heard.
Dear innate, I am being hired.
You mean H-A-R-E-D, hired?
Hired as in getting a job.
Okay. Dear innate, I am being hired.
And take a nice deep breath.
Yes.
How does that feel now?
It's good. It's nice.
Okay, so we cleared out some of the stuff that you didn't need and opened you up to your own success, to recognizing your own value.
Sure.
And that changes the way things flow. So you may want to go in every now and then, and especially if you get a call about a job and, you know, you think it's going wonderful and all of that, then you might want to start making some dear innate statements after you finish talking to them. Dear innate statements saying how wonderful it is, how this is going to work, how these people are going to love you, how they're going to hire you, how this is absolutely going to be perfect, because you want to stay in the positive energy.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I will try to be positive when I when I get any call or in interviews, I'll try to be positive, and I'll be positive.
Okay, and you may want to just start each day before you talk to anybody, just making some dear innate positive statements, like, dear innate, I am wonderful. Dear innate, I love myself. Dear innate,
okay.
Other people see my value.
Sure.
So that you're putting more of that into your life. Okay?
Sure. I will do that. Sure. Yeah. Is there any other thing I don't know whether it is a psychic show or not. Like, is it possible, my mother died 1 year back, any message or anything, I don't know whether it's related to that type of show or not. So, if possible, I just want to know, any message from my mother, if
okay.
It is related to show.
Well, let's see if she's, she is there, she's with you. She's got her arms around you.
Okay. Let's see what she wants to say. She's saying she wants you to believe in yourself. That she can see the beauty and the power within you. And she wants you to give yourself permission to really move forward and to shine in your life. She says it's time to stop holding yourself back. You don't need to hold yourself back and to completely let go of the whole idea that there's anything wrong with you, because there is nothing wrong with you. She says you're absolutely fabulous. She says you have to be. You're my daughter. So she just wants you to recognize you.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, means I was not there when she died, so I felt like last time I didn't speak to her, so little worried about it.
No, there's nothing to be worried about. She's completely okay. She understands, and there is nothing, absolutely nothing to be worried about. And she loves you. She loves you completely and totally with her whole heart. She loves you, and she always will.
Yeah, I love her too.
Yeah, she knows that. Yeah, she's not holding anything against you because you weren't there. Just let that go. Just forgive yourself and just let it go.
Excuse me, can you repeat that? I didn't understand.
Oh, she's not holding anything against you because you weren't there. She wants you to forgive yourself and to let it go.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm doing that, and I'm involving in more spiritual ways also, but don't know like whether it is related to me, that path or not, whether at this age or not, that also I'm not sure, but I don't want to be sad, so just trying to do some meditation or some other ways I'm doing, but I don't know like which is my way. I'm trying.
Well, you do a lot of forgiveness work, because that'll help you to let go of anything that you're hanging on to that you really don't need to. It's really not for your highest good. Your mother really wants you to forgive yourself.
Forgive yourself?
Yes, she wants you to forgive yourself.
Okay.
That's what's most important.
Sure, I'll do that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I feel like I did some mistake, or I did this thing, or I did that thing. I sometimes feel, but I think I should forgive, like, if at all I did anything or it's my feeling, I just don't know. I'll do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Forgive everything.
Sure, I will.
Okay. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Let me know how it goes, and thanks for calling, okay?
Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and now we are going to one of my favorite numbers, 1111111111. Hi, this is.
And how were your dreams last night?
They were interesting, and some of them were lucid, although I can't tell you what I dreamed about, because now they're completely gone out of my head. But it was interesting. How about yours?
You know, first thing is, I'm going to get back in my car. Let you use the word interesting, because I just left physical therapy and I walked in there and they said, how are you? I said, I'm interesting. So I find that very interesting that you chose to use that word. They were... I dream often, but there was some clarity in terms of something I didn't even realize was still marinating inside of me that was brought to my attention. So that was, I guess, good. I haven't decoded it yet, but
okay.
I say, be gone, be gone, be gone, be gone. The woman before your last caller, I think it was her, she was really interesting. She was very awake. She was very, I liked her energy.
I love her energy. I think I've been talking to her for a couple of years, and I've watched her growing and evolving, and she's beginning to accept herself, and I just love that. And she supposedly makes wonderful chocolate, and one day she's going to send me some, so.
Oh, that's the chocolate lady. I heard her. I didn't recognize
yes.
her. And,
that's the chocolate
you told
lawyer.
Her that yeah, I remember her from that perspective. She sounds very different. She sounds
yes.
very different.
Yes, she's waking up, and it's wonderful.
Yes, and her chocolate, whenever she gets around to it, yeah, you've already told her, there's her money right there.
Mm-hmm.
I was also told to ask you, how is your brother Melvin doing?
He is doing good, and I got a message from him this week, and let's see, what did his message say? He said he misses me now and forever, and I told him I miss him too. Okay. And he says, now know this, I loved your motivational skills. And he says, I will not roam the earth as I would have because Shoshona released me. Now I am pure. Did some work on his spirit after he died. So he feels much more at peace, much more in his own soul kind of feeling. So I think he's doing good.
Well, for whatever reason, I was to ask that, and clearly he was speaking to you. So, yeah, interesting. Now, my sister, my incomparable sister, I must use that word to describe you. In fact, now I know, I was saying, how am I going to present you to these people that don't know you? That's one of the words. My appointed, incomparable. There it is. Boom. There it is. Okay. That ought to get their attention. If they don't read it, then they won't be coming around anyway. So that's that. And I'm also vibing on, like, my trip to Boston. Since you probably won't be there physically this time, about having something maybe via Skype or Zoom or something. I'm just putting that out there as part of what I, you know, like a teaser or something. I'm just putting it out there for you, something for you to think about and to vibe
okay.
on. And, okay. Now, as you know, I love to hear from the realms above through you, beloved, incomparable, anointed, appointed one. So if you would be so kind, if I could be so honored, oh, to receive once again from the bounty of your overflowing bowls of wisdom and opulence and abundance.
Okay, I'm seeing Kuan Yin, and looks like she's spreading flower petals on water.
Okay. Let's see what she wants to say. She's saying these petals are possibilities. This body of water is you. It is your life. And you get to determine whether you are living in a small cup or in an ocean. Mm-hmm. And no matter how big the body of water is, there will always, always be a multitude of petals, opportunities for you to embrace. There is no limit to how great you can be. It is time for you to recognize your own phenomenal self and to allow beautiful things to be created from you. And when she says that, there's all these beautiful fountains that start coming up in this water. And this water is now the size of an ocean. It did start out as a pond, so now you're an ocean. And there's just all of these beautiful spurting water all over the ocean. And there's these rainbows in the mist, and it's just amazing. And she's saying that it's you. That is you. That is you.
I am all of that. I accept it gratefully.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hi. Incomparable one. Ooh. Yeah. Incomparable. That's a word to define beyond you and your body tempo and all that you do, but even beyond that, that's like defining everything.
Yeah.
Woo.
That is.
Wow. I got your part of your description. That should be enough. more than enough.
If not, you'll get more. You know that, so.
Yes. What a pleasure to be. I love you, and I shall be in touch with you. And last night I knew it was Helena. I didn't know, but I knew because I was hearing something while I was speaking. And I said, where is that noise coming from? It was her. Okay, anyway.
She was in transit, so, you know, the noises of the city.
Yes, it's like very, very, very interesting. Namaste, beloved. Namaste.
And I love you, too.
I am grateful that you do.
I have to. You're you. How can I not love you? I muted you, so you can't really respond to that. But that's okay. All right. We will go to the caller from area code 312.
Hi. My name's Karen. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. What can I do for you today?
I've been having a little bit of a rough time. I'm looking for a job. My boyfriend broke up with me. I've been looking for work, but it's kind of slow because all the kids have come out from college now, and I have something planned in June, but I haven't really seen anything for right now. I'm wondering what you kind of see.
I'm seeing that your life is on kind of a roller coaster. Yeah, that's what they're saying. And that this is actually a good thing. Don't think that just because everything is changing that it's bad, because everything is changing, and that's actually good because it means that you can go to a higher level of living than you've ever experienced before. And this is what you are going through. So they don't want you to be freaking out over the change. They say the change is good. Every bit of it is good. Okay. Now, what do they want to say about work? Are you looking for work doing what you love to do?
Yes and no. I do have some trade shows, which I like to do, and I got those planned in June. So that's a plus. And then I'm just kind of looking for work, you know, that I can tolerate, I guess, you know, just to pay the bills.
Okay. No, they're saying that you have reached a point in your life where you should not be settling. So do not look for work just to get by. It's time for you to actually enjoy what you're doing. Always. They want you to make yourself, your happiness, your joy important in your own life. And that was part of the reason why your relationship ended, because you weren't focusing on you. You weren't recognizing your own value. You're more of a giver than a receiver. And they say you need more balance. You need to give and receive. You need to be open to both.
Okay.
So look for work doing the things that you love and allow yourself to find it now. And there's a part of you that says it'll take time. That's what I'm hearing. And you need to let that go. Because it doesn't need to take time. There's absolutely no reason why you can't find a job today. So don't put off your life, because that's what it feels like you've been doing for, well, they're saying over 30 years. So
okay.
It's time to stop doing that. You've been doing it long enough.
Okay.
Okay. So we are going to do some of those dear innate statements to bring some changes in you, to shift your energy, to make you more open to actually creating a life that you love. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So I will make the statement and then you will repeat it out loud, okay?
Yes.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Here and today, I love myself.
No, it's dear innate.
Oh, dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I deserve a good life.
Dear innate, I deserve a good life.
Dear innate, I deserve to have more than enough money.
Dear innate, I deserve to have more than enough money.
Dear innate, I recognize the importance of me.
Dear innate, I recognize the importance of me.
Dear innate, I put myself first.
Dear innate, I put myself first.
Dear innate, I allow myself to receive.
Dear innate, I put myself first to receive.
Dear innate, God provides.
Dear innate, God provides.
Dear innate, I receive in expected and unexpected ways.
Dear innate, I receive in unexpected and expected ways.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, my life gets better and better.
Dear innate, other people see my value.
Dear innate, other people see my value.
Dear innate, I am.
Could you repeat that? I am.
I am worthy.
Oh, dear innate, I am worthy.
Dear Renee, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I open my heart to loving myself.
Dear Innate, I accept change.
Dear Innate, I accept change.
Dear Innate, now is my time to shine.
Dear Innate, now is my time to shine.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Okay.
So how do you feel?
Oh, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot more focused.
Yeah, I can see all this energy is just going away, the energy that you didn't need, that old crappy stuff. You're clearing all of that out of you. So think about what it is that you truly love to do.
Okay.
And pursue that. Only look for the things that you love. And in fact, just allow them to come to you, because you attract what you believe. So if you believe that you can have a job doing what you love, then that is going to be attracted to you. It's not a matter of you going out and tracking it down and chasing it and beating it with a stick or whatever. It's a matter of you being in that energy, and that energy comes to you. That makes sense?
That makes sense, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm seeing that eventually, they're not telling me exactly when, because my guidance never tells me exactly when, you're going to have a couple of love interests to choose from as well. So that's going to be happening soon, too.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I have a makeover planned. My aunt's going to have a makeover planned for me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Get out there and have fun and live your life. They're saying don't put off living your life anymore, okay?
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That makes that's a plan. That's a plan. Thank you.
Wonderful. You are welcome. And let me know how it goes.
I will. I will. Thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and I am told to give you guys a reminder that I give you every now and then, that if you call in and you have a question, you need to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, I just let you listen. You're not required to ask a question if you call in, but if you have a question or you would like a message, press the number 1. Okay. And so they're saying that this is a time when we are all looking at who we are being, who we have been. And we are going through the process of letting that go, because you don't need to be who you used to be. You don't need to live the past. It's time for us to wake up and start living now. To start accepting now, to start changing now, because now really is the only time that we have. And so that's one of the reasons why I do this show, to help people to make changes in their lives right now, because when they call and I talk to them, we make the changes. This isn't something that we put off till next week or next month. We do it now. Open up to now. And open up to letting go so that you can start becoming who you truly are. Now, I keep hearing incomparable. Queen's got that stuck in my head. But I can see how being incomparable is being unlimited. It's being open to possibilities and opportunities. It's being who I truly am and not trying to compare myself to anybody else, because there is nobody else to compare yourself to. There's nobody else for me to compare myself to. There is no one else exactly like me, and there isn't meant to be. So be your incomparable self. Be the beauty that you are. And let your life open up to that beauty, to that majesty, to that wonder, to all of those amazing opportunities that are waiting for you to say yes. You don't need to put off your life. You don't need to put off your life. It is time for you to shine. Okay, that feels really good. So I think that that is it for today. Thank you all for listening. Visit my website at divinebeguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there, and you may just find what you're looking for. If not, send me an email, barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I will be more than happy to answer your questions and help you to see what it is that you haven't been seeing. Sometimes we need somebody else in order to see, because we don't allow ourselves to truly see. All right. I will be back next Friday. Thank you all so much for listening. Sending you all lots and lots of love. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.